you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life, the facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing, now you know about the facts of life, the facts of life. When you're learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life.
Scott, you're unreal. How can you go on and on about someone's eyes? I just have plain old big chestnut brown eyes with green and gold flecks.
And bags under them.
Oh, Scott, that's so cute. Wait a minute, I have to share it. He says my eyes are burned into his memory.
Take two shots of Solocaine and call her in the morning.
I'll talk to you later, Scott. And remember, I only have eyes for you. Bye.
What's up, Tootie?
I'm tired of being underdeveloped.
You're young. You'll grow.
My snapshots, they aren't coming out right.
How bad can they be?
Most of them were of me.
Oh, Blair, this one really captures you.
Part of my head is missing.
Like in real life.
You know, Michael Landon makes taking pictures look so easy.
Oh, Michael Landon makes everything look easy.
Well, what I just heard, it's gonna be on the front page of the school paper. But since I'm in charge of the layout, I know now.
Well, since I'm in charge of who gets fed and who doesn't, why not tell us?
Okay. Jonathan Dutton is coming to Eastland.
Jonathan Dutton? Here?
Who's Jonathan Dutton?
That is Jonathan Dutton.
He looks like he's had an important operation.
Not the model, the photograph. Jonathan Dutton is the hottest fashion photographer in New York.
Maybe he can show me how to stop chopping off heads. He's visiting a bunch of girls' schools around here looking for a new high-fashion face.
Oh, that's right. They discovered a girl at the Braddock School who got into modeling last year.
Well, once Jonathan Dutton sees this face, he won't get to Braddock.
Planning a roadblock?
Anyway, he's going to be interviewing girls from 2 to 4. Is it okay if he uses the cafeteria, Mrs. Garrett?
Oh, why not? I just love high fashion. Especially now that I can get into it.
I'm putting a sign-up sheet in the cafeteria. I'll schedule people every 5 minutes.
Who died and left you, boss?
I happen to be qualified. I am special events editor of the Eastlander. Besides, I begged and pleaded.
Hey, Nat, maybe you could ask him if he could help me with my pictures.
Tootie, Jonathan Dutton does not have time for children's toys.
My camera is not a toy. My electronic football game is a toy. Of course, I can't figure that out either.
I have so much to plan. My makeup, my hair, my gown.
No gowns. Mr. Dutton specifically asked for the school uniforms.
Uniforms? How drab! Well, no matter. He won't miss the face. Imagine me on the cover of millions of magazines.
Yeah, kind of makes you wish you had a paper shredder.
Joe, I understand your jealousy. My face says Harper's Bazaar. Yours just says bizarre.
Hey, who's jealous? Dutton isn't gonna pick you. Unless it's for a lassie look-alike contest.
Just wait until he picks me. You'll be barking out of the other side of your mouth.
You want to put your money where your muzzle is, Benji?
You mean a bet?
Yeah. Loser takes winner's KP duty for a week.
Fine. That'll give me plenty of free time to go into Manhattan for my photo sessions.
Get ready to go steady with the trash masher.
Why'd you take a shot of that?
Blair and Joe actually shook hands. Don't you know history when you see it?
Mr. Denton, this is number 4.
Good luck.
If you'll all be patient, Mr. Denton will get to you as quickly as he can. Be ready.
Lemonade, Nancy?
No, thanks, Mrs. Garrett.
Oh, right. Lip gloss.
Go, Nancy. Nancy, go. Go, Nancy.
Mrs. Garrett, please no liquids. The girls are so nervous. And we're already 22 minutes behind schedule because of their pit stops.
Hey, Joe, you're not trying out for a high fashion face?
Give me a break. I got a weak stomach as it is.
Blair Warner, next up. Where is Blair? Jonathan's gonna be so miffed.
Jonathan?
That is his name.
Am I late?
Blair, I have enough to worry about without being your keeper. They're all children. Now, when I call your name, I'll introduce you to Jonathan, and you'll sit where Nancy is and do what she's doing. You mean the obvious.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Mr. Denton.
Natalie.
That's me.
Nancy, you look radiant.
Thanks. Interesting look, Blair. What's the matter? Is your tiara at the cleaners?
I'm terribly sorry I couldn't be here before your interview. You could have benefited from my expertise.
Oh, don't lose any beauty sleep over it. Mr. Dutton said I was striking.
Striking? Like the Polish auto workers?
Well, he said my skin glowed and my eyes were piercing.
Oh, the old glow and pierce line.
Blair, you're up.
Excuse me, Nancy.
Star time.
Jonathan, this is Blair Warner, number 6.
Think of me as a 10. Hi, Jonathan.
Huh? Oh. Blair Warner, a junior at Eastland, has twice been elected Harvest Queen, won the most popular sophomore award, the Fine Arts title, the most beautiful sophomore...
Thank you, Natalie. Now, Miss Warner.
Blair.
Ooh, those eyes.
I know. You like them?
It's very nice. Brown.
Chestnut brown with green and gold flecks.
Have you modeled before?
Have I?
Have you?
You tell me.
Oh, miss.
Forget it. I don't care if you break both my arms. I am not interested.
Something to drink, please.
Oh, sure. Lemonade.
Coming up. Tootie? Mr. Dutton could use some lemonade. Did you bring it to him?
Wow, thanks, Mrs. Garrett. Maybe I can pick his brain on some photo tips.
Leave his brain alone. Just the lemonade.
Thank you, Blair. You are a very striking young woman.
Striking?
Yes, yes. Your skin, it...
glows?
Exactly. And your eyes, they...
pierce?
No, Nancy's pierce. Yours dance.
Really?
Yes. You definitely have the quality I look for.
I know.
Here's your lemonade, Mr. Denton.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Can I ask you some technical questions from one photographer to another?
Sure.
Tootie, you're in my light.
What's wrong with my... my camera. It cuts people off in weird places and it takes fuzzy pictures. And I've read all the directions and I think I'm doing everything right, but so far I haven't had any luck.
Don't move.
I never move. I'm a rock.
You.
Something wrong with the lemonade?
No. Interesting, yes. So fresh, so sweet.
It's from frozen concentrate.
Natalie!
You picked Blair, I thought so.
Why wasn't she on my list?
Her?
She's just a kid.
She's perfect.
Tootie?
Tootie, even the name is perfect. Young ladies, Mrs. Garrett, I'd like to thank you all for your time. I have found what I've been looking for.
Mr. Dutton, why are you holding that girl's head?
This is not just a girl. This is my new, sensational, high-fashion face for the 80s. This is Tootie.
Can't believe it. Dutton picking me instead of Blair.
I can't either. Except that I won the bet and she's down in the kitchen up to her green and gold fleckled eyeballs and dirty dishes.
I can see why, Tootie. It's all here in Blair's magazine. The young look is hot and brunettes are back.
I'm young, and I'm about as brunette as you can get.
Hey, gang, you just about ready? The train leaves in an hour.
Thanks for letting us go to New York, Mrs. Garrett.
Well, a Saturday outing will do us all some good. While Tootie and I are at the photo session, you girls can take in the Guggenheim Museum.
I can't wait. I've always wanted to go into a building that looks like a cupcake.
Hey, Tootie, better get a move on.
Okay, Mrs. Garrett. I'm not sure what to wear.
Well, wear something you feel comfortable in.
Why don't you ask Blair, Tootie? She's the fashion expert.
You don't want my advice. I'm a loser.
No, you're not. You're just over the hill.
Come on, Natalie, tell her. Absolutely. Don't you read your own magazine? Models are getting younger and younger.
Sure. As far as Jonathan Dutton is concerned, you might as well be Mrs. Garrett's age.
You're absolutely right. Thanks. I feel much better now.
I don't. But I'll get over it.
So how about it, Blair? What do you think I should wear?
Well, mine is but one humble opinion. But if you wear anything besides these slacks with those shoes, this blouse with that sweater, you're out of your mind.
Blair, you know everything about fashion. I could really use you at that photo session. Mrs. Garrett, could she come along?
Sure. Your mom and dad asked me to be your chaperone. You asked Blair to be your dresser.
Fashion coordinator. Great, and I'll show Natalie the museum.
You've been to the Guggenheim Museum?
Are you kidding? It's my favorite culture spot. There's a ramp from the fourth floor to the lobby. That's the longest uninterrupted skateboard run in New York.
There's a large, somewhat pushy lady who won't let me in to see Tootie.
It's such a small dressing area, Mrs. Garrett. Besides, the wardrobe girl knows what Tootie should wear.
Mm.
This is fascinating. Simply fascinating. What do you call this?
A light.
Okay, Tootie. Turn it up, dear. Time is money.
Mr. Dutton, I hope you're not planning to have Tootie sit on this stool. Her long legs are one of her best features.
I'll bear that in mind. Anything else you'd like to help with?
Me? No. Modeling really doesn't interest me.
Ha 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 ha
You look absolutely...
I do, don't I?
I thought she was going to be dressed as a schoolgirl.
That's for 17 magazine.
Am I a fox or what?
Those clothes.
Isn't it terrific? It's like playing in my mother's closet, except everything's in my size.
Outrageous. I knew I was right about you. You're perfect.
I'm not sure I'm happy with this.
Neither am I. That lipstick is absolutely wrong for her.
Great. Two stage mothers for the price of one. Come on, Tootie, on the set, please, dear. Okay, now look up. Good. Down. Fine. Now right. And left.
It's like being at the eye doctor.
Rena, move it, darling.
Excuse me, Mr. Dutton. I'm confused. Who's Rena? Oh, that must be Rena.
Outrageous. I'll get a filter. Don't lose that look.
Hi, Rena.
Who are you guys? Her agents?
No, this is Blair, Tootie's...
Fashion coordinator.
This is Mrs. Garrett, our nutritionist.
Your own nutritionist? Oh, classy.
Excuse me, Rena, could I ask you a question? How old are you?
14. Oh, but don't tell Johnny. He thinks I'm 12. How does my hair look?
Old. I mean, very, very sophisticated.
Okay, girls, it's magic time.
This is it. The beginning of your career. Now, don't let Rena upstage you.
I won't if you tell me what upstage means.
Tootie, if you need me, I'll be right here. Pacing.
Head down. Eyes up. Up, Tootie. Up. Too much. Outrageous. Now, give me real sensuality. Make love to the camera. Smolder. You're hot and bothered. Hot and bothered, Tootie, not diaper rash. Think of yourself as 12 going on 24. Better. Unbelievable. Oh, that kills me. Outrageous. I can't stand it.
I hate to see him suffer like this.
Please. Okay, now we're going to try something else. You are a sensual animal stalking the camera lens. Snarl. Come on, show me those teeth. Hey, get with it. You're not a little kid anymore. You're a snarling, sexy leopard.
And this place is a zoo.
Okay, that's it. This just isn't working. We're going to have to stop.
Well, I should hope so. Tootie, honey, are you all right?
That's what I want to talk to her about.
That's okay. You can talk to me. I know you wanted leopard. She was giving you pussycat. I'll fix it.
I'll fix it. That's it for today, Tootie. Rena, you'll finish the session. Touch up your makeup, dear.
Don't tell me. I blew it.
Of course not. You were wonderful. You just need work. Now, Rena can show you the moves you need to bring the woman inside you out.
I don't know how the woman ever got in. She's only 12.
Garrett, you've got to get with it. I understand, Mr. Dutton.
Now, Tootie, I need you back here in 2 weeks for another layout.
2 weeks? Out of the question. That's right before midterm exams.
She can do both. I'll see to it.
Now, I forgot. Well, Eastland's in Peekskill. You should get a tutor here in Manhattan. Another thing,
I'd like you to think about losing, say, 8 pounds. We've got to get rid of this baby fat.
But she is a baby.
Not in my studio.
Judy's not going on some silly diet to look like a stick.
Well, if she doesn't, she'll never make it in this business.
You want a stick? You'll get a stick.
Terrific. She may only have a few good years left. Even Rena's on her way out.
Rena's only 14.
12.
What a setup.
Tootie, is that you?
I don't believe it.
What do you think of our new Tootie?
We saw Picasso's that had less paint on them than that.
That's because I'm a woman now, and it's starting to itch.
Don't touch your face.
One more thing, Tootie. We've got to measure you for your wig for our next session.
A wig? Oh, what fun.
Now let's talk about wardrobe.
The wig is her wardrobe.
Are you serious?
Please, on all these strategic areas to be covered. Mrs. Garrett, this is the plum assignment. If I can sell them Tootie's look, it means a national campaign for a sensational new perfume.
Perfume? What does perfume have to do with a naked child in a wig?
Well, they're not going to see anything. They're just going to think they're seeing something.
Oh, that's even worse.
But it's all an illusion. Tasteful sensuality is what the public buys.
Oh, knock it off, Dutton. This attitude that whatever sells is okay is wrong. Wrong. Women in children's bodies, children in women's clothes, children in no clothes, the whole thing is sick.
Lady, this is high fashion.
Call it whatever you want. It's one step away from child pornography to me. And I will not let my girls take a part of it.
Right on, Mrs. G.
Well, that's your opinion. Look, why don't I just discuss the whole thing with her parents?
You won't have to. I gotta tell you, this day has really been outrageous.
And Tootie, it's only just the beginning.
The beginning of what? Giving up eating and fun and Eastland and my friends and all that stuff about being a snarling animal? That embarrasses me, Mr. Dutton. I mean, how can I make love to a camel when I've never even really kissed a boy?
You're saying no?
Yes, I'm saying no.
Well, how will I ever replace my Tootie? Yeah. Rena, put on the wig.
Oh, honey. Your decision to stay a kid is the most adult thing you've ever done.
I guess so, but it was tempting. All that makeup and clothes and stuff.
Oh, Tootie, go and change. And then you can tell your friends all about your modeling career over something to eat. My treat.
Where should we go?
Anywhere Tootie wants.
Can we go to Central Park and get hot dogs?
That's for kids.
I know.